This is Thomas B. Warren with a presentation of 5 Gospel Minutes on the International Gospel Hour. We continue today with our study of the question, Do I really love God? The Bible makes clear in 1 Corinthians 16:22 that if a man does not love God, he rests under the curse of God. The Bible makes clear also that the first and greatest commandment is to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength. Mark chapter 12, verses 29 and 30. Now, since we have seen the essentiality of our loving God, since we can see that we cannot be saved unless we do love God, the burning question becomes, do I really love God? Let each one of us ask himself that question in all honesty, in all sincerity. Each and every one of us has everything to gain by asking it honestly and nothing at all to lose by doing so. Let us ask ourselves this question as we've already studied. How do I react to the fact that Christ is not any longer here on earth, but he has given us a book? How do I respond to that book, the Bible? Do I study it diligently and prayerfully, and what I learn from it, do I apply to my life? What about the fact that God has allowed the devil, his great rival for man's affections, to be in this world and to work against us and to seek to devour us? Do I determine to stand strong against him, to not love the world, to not listen to him to cause me to reject the gospel and stay out of the church, or having gone into the church by obedience to the gospel and being baptized, to lead me to forsake it, or else to simply become worthless, indifferent, and lukewarm? Now the question that we had just begun last time, but had not been able to finish because of a lack of time, the question, what about our having to live in a world which is largely unloving? We find as we cast our eye about us, as we read the newspapers and listen to the news on radio and television and read in magazines and books, we know there is a great deal of evil in the world. There is hatred on every hand. There is murder. There is bad feeling among races when the gospel of Jesus Christ would bring all together in love. Everybody who is truly a lover of God, truly a lover of the Lord Jesus Christ, is truly a lover of his fellow man, no matter what his ethnic or national background may be, no matter what his physical, his social, his economic status may be in life, no matter how educated or uneducated he may be. And so, you see, man is made or created by God to be free. And being free, God cannot control him in the sense of making him be obedient. God could, of course, simply destroy the freedom of every one of us and make us like robots go through the motion. But if God is to have someone who freely responds to him, that man must be free to make choices. And if he's free to make choices, he must be free to go wrong. And so many people do go wrong. They listen not to God, but to the devil. And so it is not difficult, it really is not hard to understand when we find in Romans chapter 8 and verse 28 that all things work together for good to them that love God. That simply means that this world is a world that is perfect for the purpose which God had in making it, to be a sort of veil of soul making, a place which is a perfect environment for man to make his decision whether he will either love and serve God or whether he will turn aside from God. Now, how you respond to the fact that there is so much evil. Sometimes we're betrayed by our most trusted friends. Sometimes a man is betrayed by his what he thought was his loving wife. Sometimes a wife is betrayed by her what she thought was a loving husband. All of these things are difficult to take, but we must not turn aside as the devil would have us to do, into despair and bitterness and turn away from God. In fact, we should do as the psalmist said in Psalms 119, verse 67, Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I have learned thy statutes. This means that we should react to suffering and evil in the world by turning even closer to God. But our time is gone for today. I do want you to know sincerely that I'm glad you've been in our listening audience today. And I want to urge you to join us again for our next broadcast. This has been Thomas B. Warren speaking on 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour.